Ranter's antiphon is, O sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. In his presence are majesty and splendor, strength and honor in his holy place. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome our church family and all those who are visitors. Offer up this Mass for our church family, living and deceased. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and my words, and what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, direct our actions according to your good pleasure, that in the name of your beloved Son, we may abound in good works through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah saying, set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The responsorial psalm. Teach me your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your ways, O Lord.
Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truths and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Remember that your compassion, O Lord, and your love for your love are from old. In your kindness, remember me. Because of your goodness, O Lord,
teach me your ways, O Lord.
Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice and teaches the humble his way.
Teach me your ways, O Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I tell you, brothers and sisters, the time is running out. From now on, let those having wives act as not having them, those weeping as not weeping, those rejoicing as not rejoicing, those buying as not owning, those using the world as not using it fully. For the world in its present form is passing away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. When we look at our American flag, tell me,
when we look at our heart, we see it as a sign. When we see the shape of our heart, we see it as a sign of love.
When we see a plus sign, we realize that that's what we use for making addition. If we see a minus sign, we know that's what we use for subtraction. These symbols are just self-evident. When we look at them, we know what they are. When we look at this image of a lion, we think of power, kingly, royalty. When we see the image of a skull, we think that it is harmful or poisonous. Some will say whenever they see our American flag, they say they see in those red stripes blood. But whose blood? Maybe the blood of Native Americans, or the blood of slaves or soldiers, both black and white, in the Civil War, or the blood of soldiers that fought against Great Britain, perhaps the blood of the civil rights leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King, or maybe the blood of victims of gang violence, or of those who were profiled by racism of police officers, or maybe those who died from cancer or COVID-19, or maybe the blood of innocent babies who have been aborted by the millions. The blood of those who received perhaps the death penalty for a crime they did not commit, or the blood of those who fall to drug addiction, who have committed suicide because of depression or burden finance, or psychological disorder. Others who see with eyes of faith may say they see the darkness of sin in those red stripes, but at the same time they also see the precious blood of our Lord. The eternal truth is that we know that from the very beginning of our great nation, that the holy sacrifice of the Mass was offered for everyone in the past, present, and future. When we look at the stars and that flag, perhaps we can see the light of God's grace shining through those 50 stars, covering the darkness of our country's past, present, and future. Perhaps when we see those white stripes, we see them as a sign to us to make corrections using a whiteout, a new beginning with the help of God's grace. To do what? What we heard in the gospel our Lord say, repent and believe in the gospel. But what is the gospel? The gospel is the good news. The meaning of gospel means good news. But what is that good news? Is that good news that which is external? Is it political? Is it financial? What is the good news? Is it having a new car, a new house, a new president? Is the good news on the outside? Is the good news on the inside? When we look at our Lord, we see that the good news is Christ. Our Lord is the good news. He is the good news that is eternal. He is the good news that is meant for everyone throughout the world, throughout the ages, and every nation. No matter where you come from or what your political affiliation is, whatever job you have, the good news is for you and the person of Christ. He calls us to embrace Him. And the sign that He gives us is the cross. The cross is that sign that reveals our Lord's command to repent, to change from our ways of sin, in whatever form it comes to us, in whatever way we fall into it. The precious blood of our Lord cleanses us from within. He heals us so that we have the ability to stand, to walk, in order to follow Him. And where He takes us as we carry our cross is into the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is the good news. And our Lord said it is at hand, meaning that the kingdom of heaven is not something we hope to just simply enter into after we die, but the kingdom of heaven is a call for right here, right now. Through our turning away from sin and turning towards Christ, we're able to pick up our cross and follow Him. This is what the Lord calls us to do, to shine our eyes on Christ. Because He is the only good news. He is the only truth that reveals to us how we are able to persevere and that hope to be with Him and our brothers and sisters in Christ in the kingdom of heaven.
Let us stand to profess our faith. I believe in one God, Father and Lord, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God,
begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and a seat at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we are called to be fishers of others for the kingdom of God. We place our needs before our Heavenly Father, that we, the church, would proclaim clearly the love of God for all peoples. We pray to the Lord that our leaders remember that they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. We pray to the Lord that there will be an end to the atrocities and genocide in Ethiopia and China, and that all people will be safe and secure. We pray to the Lord. The individuals and businesses who have suffered severely because of the pandemic will find help, healing, and hope. We pray to the Lord. That the people who extend their kindness and generosity to us will be rewarded for their goodness. We pray to the Lord. We pray for the sick of the parish, our church family, for all those whose names are listed in the bulletin, that they may be freed from danger, relieved of suffering, and embraced with compassion and God's gentle care. We pray to the Lord. We pray for our beloved dead and for all the unborn, for the deceased of St. Martin's de Porres parish family, for the souls of our family and friends, that they may enjoy eternal life with the Lord in glory. We pray to the Lord. We pray for the private intentions we hold in the silence of our heart. We pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, help us remember your love, especially when we are called those who are difficult. We ask this through Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, but will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept our offerings, O Lord, we pray, and in sanctifying them, grant that they may profit us for salvation.
Through Christ our Lord.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for by his birth he brought renewal to humanity's fallen state, and by his suffering canceled out our sins, by his rising from the dead, he has opened the way to eternal life, and by ascending to you, O Father, he has unlocked the gates of heaven. And so with a company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy,
God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and gave you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension to heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognize in a sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, Saint Vincent, and with all the saints. On his constant intercession in your presence, we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Nelson, our bishop, his assisting bishops, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, who have sown before you. In a compassionate and merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, unto all pleasing to you at their passing from this life. Give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, perform a divine teaching. We dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe to all life. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that receiving the grace by which you bring us to new life, we may always glory in your gift through Christ our Lord. I thank you, brothers and sisters in Christ, for coming here in order to receive our Lord in the Most Holy Eucharist, to celebrate our faith, to pray for ourselves, for our church, and for our family and our nation. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.